For children raised in rural locations like News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams' Alva Homestead, it's not surprising that they develop a comfortable sense of place in wild settings. But for Williams' younger son, Nash, honing a broad range of outdoor skills has developed into a lifestyle. He's learned some valuable lessons along the way from some sometimes unlikely sources, including the importance of shoes, as Williams explains in this week's essay.
The boy crouched over a small mound of pine needles, a toothpick-long metal rod in each hand. With a brisk scrape, he drew one against the other, raining a small shower of sparks onto the crumpled brown pile at his knees. Leaning in, he breathed gently over the needles, which flamed to life as he added tiny twigs, then small branches, and finally a pair of live oak logs. Before long, bacon was sizzling in his cast-iron pan, its blue smoke drifting across the bright morning sky as his parents sipped coffee and licked their chops from the deck. Ah, the advantages of having an outdoorsy kid. Nash took to the woods in earnest a couple of years ago. It wasn't because of Boy Scouts, he's never been a joiner, and it wasn't in response to anything Roger and I deliberately taught him either, though we have spent much of his childhood afield, sharing what we've picked up over the years. In fact, it didn't take long before 12-year-old Nash was teaching us skills like making game snares, twining rope, carving walking sticks, and building fires without matches. So, while he's inclined by exposure to be comfortable outside, Nash has gone further with it than we'd ever expected, to the point that he's now at home there, at home, as in eating, working, and sleeping there. I think he was partly spurred by the same impulse that caused people to build bomb shelters during the Cold War, fear. After all, with two media-soaked writer parents, he's grown up surrounded by news, much of it grim. Being a thinking kid, Nash's mind spins out what-if scenarios that often lead to the end of life as he knows it. He wanted to be sure that if push came to shove, he'd be okay. He dedicated himself to mastering primitive technology, or bushcraft, the current term of art. He started small, learning the medicinal properties of native plants, taking careful notes and padding through the woods barefoot to find specimens to sketch in his little leather-bound journal. You catch the barefoot part? Shoes have always been a losing battle with my kids, all of our scolding and warnings about sand spurs, fire ants, and pygmy rattlers notwithstanding. Nash's now 19-year-old brother DP spent as much of his growing up shoeless as possible, jogging our one-lane road and competing in 5Ks without them, and Nash has followed in his footsteps. Knife skills came next. Nash learned how to strip bark, whittle tent pegs, and keep his blade honed to gleaming sharpness. With a small machete, he hacked trails through the scrub and harvested saplings for shelter supports. His axe enabled him to chop up dead trees and lay in supplies of firewood. That axe also reinforced a lesson that for all our admonitions, Roger and I had failed to drive home, the importance of shoes. One day, as Nash was cutting up some well-seasoned citrus wood, his axe skipped, glanced off a limb, and landed squarely on his right foot, slicing a neat gash through bare skin. 17 stitches and a month on crutches later, he was good as new, but now laces up before he heads out to bushcraft. Some friends have lauded us for raising such an unplugged kid, yet it's more complicated than that. He's not on Facebook yet, though he does have an Xbox and regularly fights me for control of my iPhone. Yes, Nash has picked up a lot of what he knows from books and hands-on trial and error, but YouTube gets the credit for a lot of it. There's a vast subculture of like-minded people out there, many of whom set up a tripod or strap on a GoPro to record their adventures. The irony of the kid learning how to be self-sufficient outside by sitting in front of a screen is not lost on me, but cultural transmission is cultural transmission. So when there's no village elder handy to lead him into the woods and show him how to lash together a camp chair with oak limbs, the kind folks online are happy to oblige. Another advantage to the medium is that it gives him access to village elders around the world. It was a U.S. citizen who taught him to bake bannock bread on a board in front of a fire, but a Brit showed him how to build a lean-to shelter of branches, and a Scandinavian took him through the steps of hollowing out a spoon from a stout stick with a pocket knife and a few coals. But more than creating a sense of safety in an uncertain world, Nash's self-guided study of survival has led to a calm self-confidence. If he can't do something, he knows how to marshal the resources at hand to figure it out. It's also given him a deeper relationship with the wild world. He can read the clouds, navigate saw palmetto scrub, and cup his ears to pick up the calls of distant owls. And perhaps best of all, he can cook up a mean pan of campfire bacon for his hungry and admiring parents.